You may not know this, but there is a massive water crisis happening in Johannesburg, largest city in South Africa. Kelly doesn't care. We don't know.
Didn't know it. Had no idea until right now.
Some residents have not had fresh water for 3 weeks. Now, it may be it is by far the largest city in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But some people there never have had running water. Ugh. I mean, there really is a haves and have-nots
right.
in that part of the world. But for the past 3 weeks and during the crisis, people have had who normally have water have had to travel to get it from city vans mm-hmm. or schools, and they wash themselves with buckets. Mm-hmm. Thanks to a combination of mismanagement, neglect, and corruption, the Johannesburg infrastructure, the city, the pipes, are simply barely holding together.
Right. Terrible.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's terrible. It is terrible. It is.
It's a nightmare.
Do not read my yawn into that.
Granted,
that's right. It is a nightmare.
The things we take for granted.
I don't think I've seen something so mistimed since Prince Andrew opened that door.
I apologize.
With Epstein and the photographers.
I don't know. I was up late. I don't know. I got caught up in something.
Up late?
Yeah. I was watching TV. I just got caught up. They had
that was the most American thing you could have done. Yawning in another country's plight.
Water crisis, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I have fresh water, that's terrible.
It is bad.
One local leader, and I don't know if this is considered like a city council person level job mm-hmm. or slightly above, but his name, the title is Premier, and the man's name is Panyaza Lesufi. Lesufi has said he knows the citizens' pain, which is what a lot of politicians are called upon to do in times of crisis. Mr. Lesufi released a statement that said, people think that when there's no water, we and our families, we have special water. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to hotels to use their water.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's
one nothing. Sentence too many.
Yeah.
They're calling him the Johannesburg version of Marie Antoinette.
Okay, but I'm going to push back on Marie Antoinette. You know my stance on this.
You've been called Marie Antoinette.
Because Marie Antoinette famously said about the poor, struggling people who had no sustenance, let them eat cake. And I always say to that, awesome, I would love some cake.
Nobody says no to cake.
It's completely wrong.
Am I the only one?
Let them shower in hotels. Is there not a Marriott?
I love a hotel.
I've had to get a hotel room every other day. Oh,
I just was that Marie Antoinette let them eat. I've heard that. I was like, what's wrong with cake, man? That sounds
cake is delicious.
Yeah. It's like that Kellogg's guy during the pandemic that said, prices were really high during inflation, still are. And he said, have a bowl of Kellogg's for
lunch and dinner.
And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. My daughter loves
Cocoa Puffs.
She loves Cocoa Puffs for dinner. Yeah. That's the wrong side of history. I was told later that seemed tone deaf and don't say that.
Or like when all those celebrities sang Imagine.
Yeah.
That was another good one during the pandemic.
You just edited Kelly's yawn into the end of Imagine. Imagine all people.
My grandpa's on a ventilator. Have you tried singing Imagine?
When I first saw that, here's how I misjudged things. I saw that like early in COVID. I said, this is going to be great. This is going to be huge.
This will turn the corner.
Yeah. A lot
this is going to get us through.
Yeah. Like Gal Gadot was out there singing Imagine. Like, yes.
Thank you, Gal. Thank you, Wonder Woman.